Hello there. Welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani, and we have the show team in place. As always, a great crew that we are working with on the show today. Matt Gabensky screening calls. Michael McCall is on social media, and our producer is Charles Beery, and you are the ones who drive the program. So get ready with your phone calls. We'll give you the number here in a moment, and we will reveal what we're going to be talking about today. Hey, Deb.
Hi, Jerry. Happy Monday to you. Yes, we are. We're asking the question, have you ever been pursued by a saint? Have you ever been pursued by a saint? You made friends with that saint, and all of a sudden that saint became very close to you. You felt like that saint was journeying with you. Have you ever been pursued by a saint? We'd love to hear your experience of this. So all you have to do, like Jerry said, is call this number, 833-288-3986, and speak to Matt Gabensky. He's waiting to answer your call. We can talk about the saint that you are friends with and the saint that, you know, just kind of introduce themselves into your life, and you're like, wow, this saint really cares about my journey. So call in and share with us. And Jerry, if I may, I just wanted to do a shout out in case she's listening. My aunt, who's a Dominican sister, she's the only living sibling of my mom's family. She's 98 today, July 15th.
Beautiful.
Like I said, she's a Dominican sister. She took the name Sister Carmel because tomorrow is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And she's 98 today. She's in New Jersey, and she's doing well. And I think it's pretty amazing that she's, and she prays a lot all day long. So it's pretty cool to have an aunt who's a Dominican sister, you know, going that strong.
Amen. Wow. God bless her. Hope she makes it to 100 and beyond.
Me too.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie's already put it out there for you today. Has a saint kind of pursued you? You know, as you've gone through your life, this particular saint, or maybe more than one saint, just kept kind of popping up. You know, you kept seeing him or her, and maybe holy cards, or you'd pass by the church named after them, or you would read something in a spiritual writing or something, and the saint just became a part of your life that way. The saints really do. They choose us in many cases, and maybe that has happened to you. If so, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, we do have calls coming in, so we'll get to them in just a moment. We have room for you, though. We really would like you to call in and talk about the saint that is really close to you, or many saints, or the one. How about maybe you were so intrigued by their life story that you chased them? You chased them, right? Let's talk about it. 833-288-3986.
And these saints can be a part of our lives in so many different ways. I mentioned by churches named after them. Maybe you chose a particular saint as your confirmation saint because you felt like this particular saint, this holy man or woman in heaven, revealed themselves to you and just showed themselves. They wanted to be friends with you and close to you and kind of a special patron for you. Who is that for you? 833-288-3986. I think we've probably done something similar to this before, Debbie, because I remember telling people that Saint Therese really has really been following me around my whole life, or I've been following her. I'm not sure which way to put it, but Saint Therese, Little Flower, is certainly one for me, and she's a patron of seminarians, so maybe there's a connection there. I don't know, but.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's interesting, St. Therese, because I worked at a parish for 6 years, and our pastor was very, and I mean very close to St. Therese, so much so that he was prompted to do so many things because of her, because he felt that he had communication from her. And so he introduced the whole entire parish staff to her, and he said, listen, if you don't know her story, if you don't really know her that well, get to know her, read the autobiography, read and pray and ask her to come into prayers with you. I mean, he just really introduced us to St. Therese. And I'll tell you what, Jerry, that parish community was so vibrant. It was actually one of the biggest parishes in the state of Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So St. Therese is a powerful saint.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are so many of them, Take-Two family. Certainly one has gotten your attention throughout the course of your life, maybe just recently. Maybe you just recently discovered a saint. What I love to do is I have the Magnificat app on my phone, and I use that for a lot of things in my prayer time during the day, especially the daily meditation. But also each and every day, there's a feature on there they call Saint Who? ? Mm-hmm. And they talk about, sometimes they're very prominent saints, sometimes they're a little more obscure, but I have really become friends with some of the saints I had never heard about before by reading something about them on the Magnificat app. So there's tons of different ways we can learn about all of the saints. There's a saint for every patronage, if you will. So where are you, Take-Two family? We've got a couple lines still open. Love to have you get on one of them and talk about a saint who has pursued you, maybe taken you on as a special prayer project. 833-288-3986.
And I just wanted to do a shout out to all the fine folks in the Houston area. I just got back from the great event that we had at Guadalupe Radio Network. It was fabulous. And it was just, wow, it was life-changing. We had so many new friends. You talk about, we just met so many great people, Adam and I. But I got back and I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm trying to be here and be with you all, because I felt this was such an important topic, Jerry. This is actually near and dear to me. And when we come back, I'm going to share the three saints, if I can, Jerry, that actually I feel, well, I pursued one and then the other two pursued me. So it's kind of interesting. And I wanted to share that. But I will tell you, it's been a spiritual complete game changer. And that's, you know, and why do we need the saints? Because this life is hard. This life is hard. And God wants us to have people to cheer us on and companions and those that can help us. So the angels and saints are there to get us and help us get to heaven. We just have to open up our eyes, our minds, our ears, and just to be aware that they are there and very alive and very present.
Well, I'm going to guess that one of yours is Carlo Acutis. Am I right on that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, he's taking on a lot of people right now. Uh-huh. He's very, very prominent in a lot of people's lives. And why wouldn't he be? The Eucharist is our highway to heaven, he was fond of saying. So, all right, Take-Two family, Jenny and Mary Beth and the others, we are going to go right to you. So hang on. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on this Monday. We are live taking your calls. Has a saint pursued you, adopted you, taken you on as a special prayer project and watching over you? 833-288-3986.
Been pursued by a saint? That's the question we're asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. There is two open phone lines. We'd love to hear from you. So if there's a saint that you're close to and the way you encountered that saint, we'd like the details, because it's very important. It actually builds confidence in others to really rely on the communion of saints to help us get to heaven. 833-288-3986. And Jerry, because we have almost full phone lines, we'll get to Jenny. Jenny, hold on in just a second. I'll share my saints later. My saints. Isn't that funny? See how close I feel to them? My saints. Okay. I'll share that a little bit later in the show, but I just wanted to highlight this this email, Pro-Life Weekly. And join us on Saturday for Pro-Life Weekly at 10 a.m. Eastern and 8:30 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Stay informed and educated with the latest news and truth on abortion, euthanasia, assisted suicide, and the culture of death. And we can send EWTN's Pro-Life Weekly directly to your email inbox each week. All you have to do, folks, is visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Very good. We're going to go right to your calls as promised at 833-288-3986. What saint are you particularly close to? And did you feel like that saint kind of sought you out and adopted you in some special way? Jenny called in first in Buffalo, so you get to go first, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Very well. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I just wanted to, thank God for all the saints, but I was especially close to one in particular. Many years ago, we used to camp in Franklinville, New York, and there was a local parish, a small parish there, St. Philomena, and I'd never heard of her. So I prayed and asked for some help on, like, trying to figure out who she was, her story. And I got a book, and it was very informative. She foils burglaries, and she does a lot of great things, and she's based in Italy. And there's another a few other parishes in the States. But anyway, I used to make up this little prayer, and every time I left the house, I would say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, guardian angel, Padre Pio, Saint Philomena, and Saint Florian, watch over, protect us, keep us safe and secure. Amen. I was camping in Franklinville one Labor Day weekend, and on a Saturday afternoon, like at 2:30, her name came in my brain, like, okay, so I did that prayer again and not thinking about it. When we got home, somebody tried to break into our house and shattered the back window, but our neighbor heard the glass breaking, got up and walked to the neighbors and scared off whoever it was, so nobody ever got in, so she protected our home, and I was so grateful. And then years later, my dad was in a nursing home, and he was in really rough shape. He was in a wheelchair. He was incontinent. He was so confused. And my mom and I, we put a prayer card, a relic card on his legs, and we said a prayer. The next day, he was alert. He was continent. He was walking. And he was able to leave the nursing home, and it was just a miracle.
Wow. So that was a St. Philomena prayer card, Jenny, that you put on your father?
A relic. It touched a relic somewhere.
Wow. I'll tell you what. Those are some amazing testimonies that you shared about how St. Philomena was really, she wanted to be a part of your life, and you were so very open and receptive to that. And see, when we tap into that, the saints, the reason, just for so people know, you know, the saints have no authority, no power, no nothing on their own, but they are alive in Christ in heaven. And because they have done the will of God to a perfect degree, you know, charity and love in this life, on this world, God grants them, he grants the prayers that they ask for on our behalf. Mm-hmm. And so, Jenny, you certainly had a couple of home run prayer intentions there that St. Philomena helped you with.
I just want to just say one more thing about the break-in attempt. My neighbor was sitting right, her husband did not hear a thing, and she got up and walked across the yard. And I said, well, when did this happen? And she said it was at 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday.
Wow. Jenny, I've said this before on the show, probably a few years ago. We've been broadcasting 9 years plus, but 1 year we really adopted Saint Philomena in religious education. You know, with the red and white bracelets and what it means and everything. And it was interesting how many of the children really resonated with her in so many ways. They grew close to her. And they didn't know very much about her. We spent a couple weeks on her, and it was fascinating to watch how the kids felt, so, I don't know, kind of protected, like they had that friend in heaven that was walking with them. So, I mean, I can just attest from what I saw from the teens, it was pretty amazing. So that's so cool that you have that close relationship with St. Philomena.
Yes, thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. You too. Thank you, Jenny, for being first up on the conversation today. We appreciate that. And that line will be open as we go to Mary Beth in Ohio, tuned in today on Light of Life Radio. Mary Beth, greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for everything. Sure. Debbie, you sound a little bit like me, a little bit hoarse. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm not feeling too good, but I'm hanging in there with everybody. So cool. So tell us about your saint.
Okay, I will. I do have a burning question. Are you both going to the Eucharistic conference?
Jerry is.
I'm going. Yeah, leaving tomorrow.
I will see you there, Jerry.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
And I have T-shirts for both of you. I guess I'll have to mail.
Great.
Debbie,
oh,
I'll mail your T-shirt, okay?
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, Jerry's going to be broadcasting from there to give us updates, so that'll be exciting for the Take-Two family. Thank you, Mary Beth.
Can't wait. Yours are pretty, and Jerry's are appropriately handsome, okay?
But
what I wanted to say was the saints, if you look at it, in my experience, a child's saint book was my intro. Isn't that how most of us looked and learned a little bit about saints to begin with? We saw pictures. And I'll be honest, when I was picking my confirmation name, I wanted I wanted a good name, but most of all, I wanted a saint that didn't look bloody in the picture. That is how I picked Saint Francis of Assisi. You know, he was surrounded by beautiful, lovely pastoral pictures of him with animals. And he did turn out to be a really good one for me because he taught me first seek to understand. That is my go-to with my, every single relationship in my life. And my husband is really glad when I remember that because that keeps marriage just playful and spicy and fun. We don't major in the minor. So first seek to understand. And then I do have a tribe. It does take a tribe. I'll never say, by the way, it takes a village.
Right.
I just don't like that connotation. But it does take a tribe. I also have Father Padre Pio because of all of his one-liners or two-liners, you know, about worry and about the simplicity of life. That's a wonderful saint as a go-to. And then, of course, Blessed Mary. I think of her and her gentleness. And then there's a song named Gentle Woman. And I swear, when our kids were little, three kids born in 4 years, that song would come on, and it would be right when I'm maybe chasing one of the kids, trying to get them out the door, and I've got a hairbrush, and I'm chasing them to brush their hair quickly before they get on the school bus to go to St. Mary's Catholic Elementary. And then that song, Gentle Woman, would come on. But the saints are all that, and St. Therese is really my go-to, and that is where I am going to in Punta Gorda, Florida. It is St. Therese that I'm bringing my ministry to.
Beautiful. Well, you've got definitely got a tribe there, Mary Beth, and you mentioned some of our favorites as well. As everybody in the world knows, Padre Pio is a favorite of ours, especially of Debbie's, and he is so relatable on a human level. You mentioned his one-liners, his two-liners. He was so very real and so human and sometimes just very raw, you know, what he would say, just very, very human and matter-of-fact and to the point. But you've got some really beautiful ones there. St. Therese, I mentioned, was one of mine, and St. Francis, you mentioned as well, so... A lot of good choices there, Mary Beth, to be sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. So you'll have to take a picture when you guys meet up at the big event. Well, yeah. There's only going to be like 60,000 people, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mary Beth, we might have to put our guardian angels to work to find each other.
I am not afraid.
Yeah.
Debbie, what was it? I've asked you a couple of times. Who are your go-tos? Remember, sometimes in your radio broadcast, you'll mention the big five or whatever.
Yeah, the powerhouse saints, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Angelica, Our Lady of Fatima, St. Padre Pio, St. Joseph, Blessed Carlo Acutis, John Paul II, Mother Cabrini, and John the 23rd. That's our powerhouse team.
Okay, now I know why I don't remember. I'll listen to this on the...
Yeah, you'll have to slow down the tape. There you go. But that's our powerhouse team. Mary Beth, you're awesome. So thank you so much for calling in, and have a safe trip to the Eucharistic Congress. The revival is just going to be huge, Jerry.
It really is, yeah. And I just wanted to mention, too, if you're not able to go, I'm taking the whole Take Two family with me and your prayer intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that right up front as kind of a general sort of thing. But if there are specific prayer intentions that you have, I would be more than happy to receive those via email. I've set up an email account for my being in priestly formation. It's seminaryjerry@gmail.com. Very easy to remember, seminaryjerry@gmail.com. And email me if you want any specific prayer intentions, and I will hold those up the whole time that I'm there, especially during procession and during adoration and masses. And there's just so many beautiful things going on this week in Indianapolis. I can't wait to get there. So let me know.
Okay. Let's go to Maria. Maria's in Kenner, Louisiana on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Maria.
Hi. How are you both? Thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
For me, it's Padre Pio, and without getting into a trilogy about it, I'm 55 now, but when I was younger and born until I was 15 years old, I had my Sicilian grandmother that we lived with, and she lived with us And she spoke no English, and I spoke no Sicilian. And back then, it's just the way it happened. But there was communication through a lot of pointing, and it reminded me of, you know, back in the Moses days where they would point at the pictures and talk. And even though my grandmother would point at Padre Pio, and I'd see my uncles kiss the pictures and so forth of not only him, a bunch of other Sicilian and Italian saints, I knew that they were there to comfort us. And now looking back, I realized probably when I was 10, my parents lost one of their first sons, which later they would lose another in the future. And I saw gently how Padre Pio prepared my parents and my grandmother and my Sicilian uncles all, you know, to lose a nephew. And then fast forward another nephew. But yet I knew, although they had sadness, of course, but I knew the witness and the strength from these saints and, you know, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all of this, that it was there. So I held on to that, and I always did. Fast forward for me, in 2018, I just remember being super excited about this house that we bought. It was a house that I remember thinking, I can't believe this will eventually be my house. You know, it was a fight to get it, but it worked out. And then I remember when I opened the drawer, there was a beautiful 2x2, not relic, but a small Padre Pio picture from Italy. And I remembered the homeowners had sent their son to Italy to study. And I remember thinking, geez, I can't believe they left this behind, but thank you, Padre Pio. And I gave him a big old kiss. And I remember that day showing my son Dominic, look, Dominic, can you believe we got this house? It'll take a couple of months, and look what they left behind. And he said, oh, that's cool. Well, 10 days later, my son, 21, was in a single car accident, and I realized, and he died. I realized at that beautiful moment how I was being prepared for his death and how I put those dots together. When he was in the accident at the hospital, the police officer went to give my oldest son, who was 26 at that time, his brother's necklace. This is while he was still alive, but not deceased yet. And as he put it on, I always knew my son wore the St. Michael medal. It was like an oval shape, the size of a thumb. Well, my youngest Giovanni walked towards his older brother, and he moved the St. Michael, and to all of our surprise, behind it was a dime size of Padre Pio gold medal behind it. And that was my 21-year-old son. I found out 10 days before he died, miraculously, his favorite prayer. I didn't know his favorite prayer, but 10 days before he died, we just had this beautiful conversation, and he shared it. And I realized, looking back, after I went to go thank Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo a year later in 2019, I realized he was gently preparing me not to lose my son forever, but just until I see you later. Does that make sense? And it was just so beautiful. And then I feel like a few months ago, I went to Rwanda with Immaculée Gabizo on one of her pilgrimages and for Our Lady of Cabello. And here I was walking around just praying and talking to God. And I was thanking Padre Pio, even though I wasn't in San Giovanni Rotondo. I was thanking him for all the preparation he had given me and to continue to put that light in my life for my family and for generations and so forth. And all of a sudden, I turn a corner, and there's about a 4.5-foot or 5-foot life-size statue of Padre Pio in Rwanda, Africa.
Wow. Maria, when Padre Pio adopts a person or when he starts with a person, he takes on the whole family. That was one of the promises he made. So he's taken on your whole family. So your mother's devotion, your family's devotion, he's got the whole family covered.
World, all of us. He doesn't love us any more than anybody else. And it's funny because I've always been Jesus' biggest cheerleader, you know, all that and so forth. But at the end of the day, and not everybody has to lose a child or a grandchild or a spouse or a loved one to get this in their life.
Right. Maria, great contribution to the conversation today. Thank you so much. We are going to get to Marie and Patty and Karen. We have an open line. Has a saint pursued you, adopted you, become part of your life? 833-288-3986.
Have you ever been pursued by a saint? That's the question we're asking today. You still have time to call in. We're having a great discussion and we're learning about all these saints and how they are very active in our lives. And we need the help. Let's face it, folks. This world is very difficult to live in sometimes, you know, with illness and sadness and loss and grief and, you know, just all sorts of things that we really need that heavenly support. So if you have a saint or many saints that you're close to, please call in and share like the others have done. 833-288-3986. And Jerry, when we went into the break, I just had a couple emails sent to me, and they said that I just went down the list a little too fast of the Powerhouse 10. So let me just do it again real quickly so you don't have to go and try to rewind and rewind and rewind. Okay, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Angelica, Our Lady of Fatima, St. Padre Pio, St. Joseph, Blessed Carlo Acutis, John Paul II, Mother Cabrini, John the 23rd. Okay, so that's our powerhouse team that we pray to every single time we start the show. We started with a smaller powerhouse team, and it's grown each and every year that we've been on the radio. We love these saints. I can tell you they are very active. Jerry and I have seen things happen during the show, and we know that one of them is doing something to prompt somebody to call in or something. It's so obvious to us. It's almost comical, right, Jer?
Well, I pray to them many times a day. I actually have a lot of teams. I call them my teams. My vocation team consists of, you know, saints who were, you know, had a special, who were priests or bishops or had a devotion to the priesthood, or they're priests that I know who I believe are in heaven. But so I pray to the powerhouse team multiple times a day. So and they are watching over us, and Take Two Family, they're watching over you as well. And so we're talking today about, have you been pursued by a saint, maybe adopted by a saint who made themselves, you know, especially visible in your life? 833-288-3986. And Marie is in Glendale, Arizona, holding patiently, watching today the video stream on YouTube along with all the other folks there. Hi, Marie. Hello, Marie. Are you there?
Hello. Oh, hi.
Welcome. Thank you.
My go-to saint was Saint Jude, and when my son died in 1998, I got a little angry because I thought my prayers weren't being answered. But when I went to my pastor, he said, "Marie, your son was adopted. He wasn't going to church. When he was in his deathbed, he went back to church, so he died in this state of grace." So then I felt better, and I felt relieved that he was in heaven. And also, I want to thank Debbie for putting me on to Padre Pio. I was aware of him, but I never prayed to him that much. But ever since she mentioned him, I won't go through a day without saying the morning prayer and the evening prayer to Padre Pio every day on YouTube. So I want to thank her for that.
Oh,
thank
you, Marie.
And thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you. That just totally, wow, that made my day. Thank you so much for saying that, because he is such a great saint and he's so active and he just wants us all to get to heaven. That's what he said. He made the comment that he wasn't going to enter into the beatific vision until all his spiritual children and their families were going to make it. And so that just goes to show how much love this great, very strong saint with many spiritual gifts had for all of us. And that just, wow, that was a blessing today. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you for everything, and I just hope you feel better.
Thank you.
I'll keep you in my prayers, and you please put me on your prayer list because I need it. I'm getting older by the day. I'm going to be 86 years old this year, and I'm getting up there, you know.
Oh, God bless you. Do we have, we probably have your son in the prayer book, Marie, but just in case, you can remind us if you want to give us his first name. If not, we'll just put him in there as Marie's son, but we'd love to put him by first name if you want us to.
Yeah, Pete, and my husband has passed away too, so he needs our prayers too. So thank you very much for all you do.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Marie. Yeah, he said he wasn't going to enter the pearly gates until all of his spiritual children arrived. Isn't that beautiful?
That's generosity, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, I guess, you know, once you're in the full beatific vision, there's a different, you know, different state, right?
Yeah.
So he's very active, only on the other side of the veil.
Yeah. Okay, next up is Patty in Sterling, Illinois, and Patty has tuned into us today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Patty, welcome.
Hi, David Jerry, this is awesome. I wanted to share with you the saint that's been with me for, seems like forever. I was going to go to college, or I did go to college at the University of Missouri, in the 80s for journalism, and I thought I had it, just was going to sing right through all that, and I didn't. I ended up not making it through the curriculum and all that, but I ended up leaving college, and where I ended up going and finishing at was a little college next to my hometown called Mount St. Clair. And it was at that moment at that school one day, I was sitting outside a fountain and a statue of St. Clair and reading a prayer that was etched into the stone. And I had this whole lightning bolt moment that and realized just how much Jesus loved me and that he was real and he had always been with me. And so I attributed all that and was just so fell in love with St. Clair because I knew how much she loved me that she wanted me to know that. I wrote that prayer down on a piece of paper that day, and I had it folded and kept it with me. Even to this day, it falls out of books. It just shows up. Sometimes I lose it, and I can't find it, and it shows up in the most interesting places at the most interesting times. And so fast forward through the years, in the recent, decade, I had lost a husband, I lost my mom, and I had kidney cancer, boom, 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 and I made it all through that. And I finally decided to get out there in this world. So I got on CatholicMatch.com, and I met a man named Michael, and he lived in St. Clair County. And this was just a little over a year ago, and just this last May, he and I got married, and we got married at St. Clair Church by Father Jim there in O'Fallon, Illinois. And we also just recently decided to move to Alabama. We're going to be right down there by Irondale and Trustville. And when we got down there recently and we're looking at the counties, it's St. Clair County again. So I have no idea where this is all leading or what St. Clair and her television has in store for me. But I just wanted to call in for that.
Well, Patty, you can't make this up, okay? This has got to be God. You cannot make this up. And it's so beautiful. I hope when you get settled in your new home that you have like a statue of St. Clair, because clearly she's a friend of yours.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. You can't make it up. I mean, that's why when these things happen, our God is so great. He leaves clues and signs everywhere. We just, like I said at the beginning of the show, right, Jerry, we just have to open up our minds, our hearts, our ears, you know, and our eyes, and really just watch and be connected.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm laughing because I ran some errands today, and one of the ways Patty and Debbie and everybody, God sort of winks at me or tells me he's with me is I find coins. And I went out this morning on three different occasions. I found a penny, a quarter, and another penny. And these are in places that are very unlikely. I found a penny recently, and you know the door latch thing that where the door latches on when you close the door? I found a penny in one of those. Why I was even looking there in the first place, I have no idea. But how a penny got there, I have no idea either. But Patty, this is just fantastic. And thanks for sharing this, because I think a lot of people maybe let these opportunities, winks from heaven or from a particular saint, pass them by without really kind of putting all of the pieces together. But Patty, you've got way too many puzzle pieces here to miss out on this. This is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And it was also interesting. We got married at the vigil mass on Saturday at St. Clair, and it was Pentecost. And when we both were walking out of the church to leave to go to the reception, I looked up and I couldn't, it was just astounding. I look up and I see this head of a bird, a white bird, flying towards us. And it literally came up to us and then turned right and flew towards the sun. And it's those moments are just so miraculous and so beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
our God is so great.
Oh, amen. Amen. Patty, I put you guys in the book. Do you want to share your husband's first name? I put you in the book for many blessings.
His name is Michael,
that's
angel.
Right. That's right. You said that at the beginning, Michael. Okay, I just want to make sure. So Patty and Michael, congratulations. Many, many blessings and graces for you in the next chapters of your life. I think it's so awesome that you know that you have this connection to the saints.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. All right, over to Karen in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Been holding patiently there. Karen is also listening to us on Sirius XM 130 today. Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for waiting. Welcome. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, Karen. Welcome.
I'm a first-time caller, and Patty, I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I wanted to share with you guys what the Blessed Mother did for my family recently.
Sure.
I have a 13-year-old grandson, and for a long time, we've known that he had some developmental issues. They're not obvious, but they're there. And through the school system, we've not been getting a lot of help because he doesn't fit into a particular category that they recognize. So I'd been praying about it, and I finally prayed to our mother, and I asked her to please help me. And I took Debbie's advice with give it legs and gave up something that took my time in the evening that wasn't really necessary, but I liked doing it on the internet. And the next day, I go to the computer and I type in some of his symptoms, and that the word pops up, and it's like he fits into every one of their categories. I print it off and I take it to my daughter, who takes it to the pediatrician, and she's like, well, I've never heard of this, but he actually fits into it. Wow. So we're starting to get help now with the school and with the government and everything through that prayer so that my grandson could have help.
Wow. Okay. So a little bit of fasting goes a long way. A little bit of any type of intentional, you know, really dedicated prayer from the heart, and we're invested in it. It, you know, the Blessed Mother, she responds, Jesus responds, the saints respond, the angels respond. I mean, and it's so interesting that you said that, Karen, because I think oftentimes we send the prayers up to heaven, and we feel, okay, we did our part in prayer and we checked the box, right? But heaven is all about cooperation. And see, you cooperated with doing, you know, pulling something away. And so that little effort, or it may have been a big effort for you, but a little effort goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't, you know, it can feel like a lot, right? If we refrain from something, it can feel like a big effort, right? But
especially something you're used to doing a lot.
exactly. But when we do it with the intention of trying to find the answer to something, or trying to help a situation, or trying to fix a situation, I've seen it multiple times. Yeah, I've seen it so many times. I wish I could take everything that I've seen and experienced with other people with doing fasting. I wish I could somehow put it all together in my head and somehow communicate it to the world. But it's so overwhelming. It's too many times. So I believe, you received that heavenly assistance from the Blessed Mother.
Oh, I know I did. I have no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put my family in your book, my grandson's name is Aiden, but the rest of my family are not Catholic either. And they don't go to church or affiliate anywhere. So I pray for them that they can become part of the Mother Church.
Right. Real quickly, Karen, is Aiden baptized Catholic?
No.
Okay, Karen, since you have this connection with the Blessed Mother, I would continue doing that fasting and with that intention, if you would like to maybe apply that to Aiden getting baptized. It's very important someday he gets baptized.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. You're so awesome, Karen. You made my day, too.
Hope you feel better, Debbie.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen.
But wouldn't you agree, Jerry, sometimes it's hard to give up things that we're so used to. It could be really hard. But if we do make that intention, even just for one day, 1 hour, it goes a long way with heaven.
Well, you know, Mother Teresa, and I'm sure others have said similar things, do small things, little things with great love. And they can be little, they can seem little, but sometimes, like you said, they can be things we're very attached to. And, you know, when we do those things and we do them with great love, we think of a Mother Teresa. We think, wow, look at all the, you know, grandiose things she did, these amazing things that she did with caring for the, you know, the people and all of her sisters and all of this. And yet out of her mouth comes what? The words, just do little things, little things with great love. We can be offering these sacrifices to God literally every moment of the day if we think about it, if we consciously and intentionally do it. So
that's true.
Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah, we're going to get to, we got more of your calls, a lot of them to get to. I just want to mention quickly about EWTN's Podcast Central. There's one podcast called The Catholic Conversation, where Steve and Becky Green help Catholics faithfully live their vocation by navigating moral challenges and exploring current issues facing the faith in our culture. You can hear The Catholic Conversation and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place, all free. It's EWTN Podcast Central, and you get there by going to EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central, and you're there.
Very good. Okay, we're going to get to Eileen in Tyler, Texas, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Eileen.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Good, good. So tell us the saint.
Okay, my saint, well, it's Mary, and my mother had a stroke. Well, she ended up having a stroke and was put in the hospital. Then she had another stroke, and she was brain dead. And I was up in the hospital. I had three doctors show me, and they told me finally at hospice I had to take her off food and water, I'm sorry. And we put her, I kept doing the tongue presser thing on her tongue. But anyway, she was dying, and Christmas Eve, I went home. But before I left, my friend was with me who is Baptist. And I called my husband because mom's medal that she wore her whole life, her miraculous medal or scapular, was missing. And I told him to please find one. And my friend said, that Baptist said, I have one. And I said, do you know where it is? And she said, I carry it in my purse. And asking her, how do you know what it is? She said, well, your mother gave it to me. And I said, what? And she said, when her son died, my friend's son died, my mother sent her a scapular, and she carried it with her, so we put it on mom. And that night I went home, and I was in the kitchen Christmas Eve, and all of us, and I had a big family coming in because she was, you know, anyway, that was there. And I got a call, and it was from the nurse saying, I thought your mom was a non-respondent. And I said, yes. And she said, she's up talking. And I said, what?
Wow.
And she said that she's up talking, and she'd been off food, but not water. I mean, we did keep doing the tongue depressor, but I mean, she lived for 6 more months, at least 6 months after that.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, very. And so you can't make this stuff up. It's real. This is why we do shows like this, to get it out there, because the world is telling us it's not real. The world is telling us this doesn't happen. It does happen. Heaven is responding. There are these connections and these clues and these puzzle pieces and these signs and these symbols. It does happen. Now, you don't go, not you, Eileen, you don't go around looking for everything as a sign or a symbol. Obviously, that's kind of disordered in a way. But for when it happens and you have and it connects so beautifully, and then something really miraculous happens, like your mother living longer, it's God. It's all God. It all comes from God. And there's a reason for it. And it's also to build the faith and trust in God. Wouldn't you say, Jerry?
I would, absolutely. And God wants us to trust in Him completely. And these little gifts that we get from the saints and the answered prayers are ways that we definitely build and establish that trust ultimately in God. That's the one we ultimately trust in when these things happen to us and these prayers are answered.
So clearly your family, Eileen, is very close to the Blessed Mother, and that's a good thing.
My mom's real close to her, I guarantee you. She's right there hugging her.
Don't move away from Mary, you know. Where Mary is, you'll find Jesus. So
that's right. That's right. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing with us today, Eileen. Okay, we're going to get to Margaret Mary in Missouri on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Margaret Mary.
Hello. How are you today? I'm sorry you're not feeling well. I've been picking up on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm trying to hang in there, but thank you so much. So, yeah, tell us about your saint.
So, well, where to begin? Of course, I'm named after St. Margaret Mary Alico, but this call was particularly about my mother's patron saint was St. Therese of Lisieux, the Little Flower, and her birthday was yesterday. She's gone on to be with the Lord several years ago. And my rose bush that was very dormant in this awful arid heat in Missouri has been blooming like crazy. And I, you know, it's just kind of a difficult time right now. I'm a single mom, but I've raised some beautiful boys, and God has been my faithful husband, you could say, and helped me guide, guard, direct, and protect them up to this point. And I'm, you know, just letting go of them at their ages of young adulthood, and praying that their relationship with God will flourish as mine has over the years. And they know that that's faith first and family and all that. So I would love for their names, for all of our names to be in your book.
Absolutely. Go book. Absolutely. Go right ahead. First names.
It would be Connor, C-O-N-O-R, uh-huh. Cole, C-O-L-E, uh-huh. And myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I would love for their father, too, as well, just because I pray for him every day, even though we're not together anymore.
Sure. Do you want to give us a first name?
Sure. His name is Brian.
Okay. Got it. We got you covered. You know, you have St. Therese of Lisieux, absolutely. We know she's a powerhouse of a saint, but you're named after Margaret Mary Alico. I can't even stress how much that great saint was active in my mom's life. You're so blessed to have her. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't, well, actually it was her confessor and her spiritual director that actually promoted it, Sacred Heart devotion to the world. But if it wasn't for her receiving the visions and the understanding and the message of the Sacred Heart, we would never really have a true explanation like that. And so she is an extraordinary saint. You're very blessed to be named after her.
Absolutely.
I feel that way. Yes, I do. And I'm just very blessed with our family.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, all of them in their prayer book, Margaret Mary, and please keep us in your prayers as well. We would appreciate that so very, very much.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on Conversation on the show today.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, it's a two-way street with the prayers, you know, with Take Two Family. We keep you in prayer 24/7 all the time, but we need your prayers as well to continue to faithfully and hopefully with great faithfulness and fidelity to God do what we do here on the show every day. So thank you for your prayers in return. Mm-hmm. Joe is in Nebraska, listening on Sirius XM 130. A lot of Sirius XM callers today. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Better now that you called. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to share a story with you. I went to, it was kind of a deal where they brought the relics of the saints, and I asked for intercession for several saints. I have a lot of saints. I don't really have a favorite saint. But as I walked to the table and was looking at the relics of all the saints, Saint Jude, I had this rose. It was like a rose smell that I could smell, and I just thought that was kind of strange. And I asked everybody else if they could smell it that was with me, and I was the only one that had that smell. So I figured maybe that's a way of telling me that's my saint. So I ask for intercession, St. Jude's intercession, as I pray in the morning, and I think it's really helped me in the long run. But I just wanted to share that with you. I know you guys are busy, so anyway, I'll
okay,
let you go.
Joe, that's pretty amazing, and I actually have heard similar stories like that over the years. I would say yes, that's your saint. Yeah, absolutely. What do you think, Jer?
Definitely, and I just couldn't help myself but look up online the arm of St. Jude, the relic. I don't know if you've heard about that, Joe, that's making its way around the country, but there is a website. It's called apostleoftheimpossible.com, mm-hmm. and it's really literally a bone from the arm of the apostle St. Jude, who was a cousin of our Lord. And it's been making its way around the country with Father Carlos Martins, and people are able to venerate that. So it came to my where I am right now, at the Basilica of St. Paul in Daytona Beach. So St. Jude is powerful, and I'll tell you what, after he was here with the relic, his presence lingers, Joe. So
yes.
he is definitely a powerful, powerful saint.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. You hear the music. We're going to have to let you go with that. Okay, the three saints that I chased, or they chased me, is St. Padre Pio, Blessed Carlo Acutis, and St. Mary of Jesus Crucified, Carmelite saint. Check her out. Learn her story. She's pretty amazing. Jerry, tomorrow is the importance of a single vocation. That's tomorrow's show. But if our folks want to get their prayers in, they can always go to our virtual prayer wall at take2show.com.
Yeah, and I am going to leaving tomorrow for the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis. I'll be happy to take your specific prayer intentions if you want to. I have an email address, seminaryjerry@gmail.com. Thank you, show team. Thank you, affiliates. Great job, Debbie, hanging in there today. I'm Jerry Usher for Debbie Giorgiani. Talk to you again soon. God bless.